Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Outside looking
thank
in.
You. Yeah, okay.
Outside looking in.
Lenardi, thank you.
Thank
you.
On the bubble. Do you not know about the bubble?
No, you got to explain it to people. Not
do
a lot of people watch.
Do you not know OLI? Looking in?
No, a lot of people don't watch college basketball these days.
Who's the bracketology guy?
Joe Lenardi.
Joe Lenardi. That's where I'm stealing it from. OLI.
Explain it,
please. Come on, I know you like that.
No.
No corner blitzes.
Lenardi beat me to it, man. I'm great as Lindsay goes. Explain OLI, please. Nobody knows what that is.
OLI, outside looking in. Defense, no
ROI,
corner blitzes.
Return on investment.
Completely predictable. They've gotten played out every single time. Number five. I need a Kittle drag, and I need a Kittle drag early. I want to see him run over some souls of the Arizona Cardinals. I don't want their defense feeling any confidence whatsoever. I need a drag route, him coming across the formation, simple little toss, and I want to see him plow through some souls. Number four. Jordan Mason, Texas route. It got called back for a hold. I don't even know how it was a hold. Run that play again. I want the Jordan Mason Texas route because I think his hands are an underrated skill set, and I want to isolate him in the passing game because I think that's an element that's actually underserved.
That's a staple of the Shanahan office. I do expect to see some form of a Texas route. It might not be Jordan Mason. It could be George Kittle. He runs a Texas route sometimes out of the backfield. Maybe it's Deebo Samuel, but I'm with you. We all love a good Texas route.
Absolutely.
Although it doesn't work too well on NCAA football. It's
and
a tough play.
Don't forget the Niners, you know, like you've alluded to 8,000 times, Jeff Wilson Jr., they won a game against the Cardinals on a Texas route.
Jimmy Garoppolo's finest moment, baby. I'll never forget.
What kind of blitz was it?
Cover zero blitz.
Of the football.
That's right. But that's also the game where we saw Uncle Sherm. We're like, uh-oh, you can attack him deep.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Number three. Can I get a Deebo jet sweep? And if you're not going to do a Deebo jet sweep, I mean, is Jacob Cowens on this roster offensively? Can he get a touch? Can he get a little look? You know, just a little crumb. Just a little crumb. One of these two got to get a jet sweep. Do not run the jet sweep for Ayuk. It doesn't work. All right? It doesn't work.
He scored one out in his rookie year against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It was 5 years ago. It doesn't work. Okay, they did it once this year. It didn't work. It doesn't work. It's okay. He's a wide receiver. He's not a jet.
If it didn't work one time, you don't quit. You try it again. Maybe somebody missed a block.
All right. Number two. The best wide receiver on the team, Juwan Jennings, needs to get at least one crosser in this game. He caught a pass over the middle. What? What? What's wrong? What? Juwan Jennings, best wide receiver on the team right now.
The shots.
What? Is he not?
The most productive wide receiver. I could be that.
All right. Best, most productive. Right, synonym. I want to see him catch the ball over the middle right now. Over and over and over again. This is a man snatching souls with every pass he catches. Juwan Jennings crosser all day, every day. Purdy's most trusted agent currently. And then number one. I just want a Ayuk catch in the first half. Just one. I want him to get involved early. At some point in the first half, just get the man a look. Just get him, not first half, excuse me, first quarter. Get the man a look. First quarter. Just get him involved. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it's a pick route. I don't care if it's a post, a comeback. I don't care. Just get him a look early and often. I think that once he gets that first catch out of the way, everything will start flowing downhill. Get him involved. I need an Ayuk catch early in this game.
There it is.
Anything.
Shasky's five plays. Do you remember the five plays from last week?
Mm-hmm.
Did they run them? Did you see him? When you saw it in live action, go, that's my play!
Well, they did the Juwan Jennings crosser, which I asked for, over the middle, which he was a layered throw over the linebacker, which he caught and then kind of blocked off the safety. They did the Kyle Juszczyk underneath pass, which I saw coming a mile away. Which we all saw coming a mile away.
They do it every week, right?
Yeah, I liked it. And then they did not run the Deebo play that I wanted, which was a Deebo out of the backfield, fake play action with him on a Texas route because I want to get him lined up on slower defensive players. And then the pick play they did not run at all last week. They did throw an alley-oop in the red zone to George Kittle, which is what I've been asking for. It was not exactly what I was looking for. I wanted more of an ISO play, but I'll take it.
Beggars can't be choosers, as they say. But those are Shasky's five plays. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Safeway Northern California Division. Shameless shout-outs. Shameless shout outs. Hey, if we're going to be at College Game Day, holler at us. 888-957-9570. This will be a Cal theme. Shameless shout outs. I'm going to shout out all the high school. We got some great high school games this weekend. I got my schedule up here all over the Bay Area, man. Bay Area football, Bay Area high school football is on fire right now, even though the 925 thinks we don't talk about the East Bay. We talk about McLean, who's De La Salle. We talk about all those teams, man. Relax. We just had our boy yesterday call about Livermore High School. They have a big game against Cal High, the Cal High Grizzlies. Huge game out there in the East Bay. It's going to be hot out there. We love our high school football, but shameless shout-outs, 7:45. We'll continue to talk Niners and Cardinals right here on The Rust. You were right. I was wrong. I love the log balls.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Hey, come on. That wasn't the entire sentence. Don't do that to me. Don't do that.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Don't do that, Spadoni. Come on. I said that and Flippy laughed like that. No, come on. can you, I love the log balls. why would you do that? Such.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
Get your heads out of the gutter. It's just so narrow-minded.
You're complaining about drops being taken out of context? Isn't that like every single drop at this station?
Yeah. Hashtag pause. Hashtag pause. San Ramon Valley.
Yes, but Donnie's black.
Wait, what's the context for that one, I wonder?
925, Comcast Business Text Line. You're right about San Ramon Valley. Now, the linebacker, Marco Jones, he's going to Texas A&M. Remember, I heard rumors he was going to go to Reardon. And he stayed back at San Ramon Valley. This kid, he wore number 23 last year, a linebacker. He almost beat De La Salle by himself. This dude is a stud. Stud. So 925, thanks for shouting him out. We got some other shout-outs. Cal High Varsity Football, number 19. Sophomore starting quarter, Darius Brown. He's played in that big game against Livermore. You know what? I'm mad at these high school players. NorCal's booming, man. Booming with high school football talent. So Marco Jones, yeah, I saw that yesterday. Committed to Texas A&M. I don't know if it was yesterday, but I saw it floating around the interweb. So, San Ramon Valley, really good football team, no doubt. They almost won a state championship a couple years ago down at the... Where are they playing at? They were playing somewhere in SoCal, Shasky. They had all the games on. I was watching them. They lost. Oh, they lost a heartbreaker. May have been in overtime. Caught me on that 925. I think they lost an overtime game for the state championship. But anyway, shameless shout-outs. 7:45. By the way, the most wanted tickets in the Bay Area are here. It's Hip Hop Made the Bay, starring Too Short, Ja Rule, both Thugs and DJ Quick, Friday, November 1st at the SAP Center in San Jose. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.com.
Where is Ja?
Patrick Willis, 8 o'clock. Patrick Willis, 8 o'clock. Don Bailey Jr. played on the first ever national championship team for the Miami Hurricanes. Now calls the games. He's out here in the Bay Area. We'll have him on at 8:30. And then Stats on Fire. Rob Guerrero will join us at 9:20. What a Friday. What a Friday. Shasky, Cardinals, Niners. You don't seem too worried this week.
Of course I'm worried. I mean, it's a divisional game, and it's Kyler Murray. Of course I'm worried. I don't care how banged up they are. This is a big one. I think this is a huge stretch for the 49ers. You know, you got the two games, this and Seattle on Thursday, so closely compacted. And I think that we're going to have a good feel after these two games. What kind of team we have? You know, what kind of resilience do we have? Who's in shape? Who's not? Where are we at physically? You know, we've had a lot of injuries early on in the season. Everyone has. There's really no excuses. And if you can handle business against the Cardinals, all right, you take a deep breath. And then it's a familiar foe that you've already seen, five times in the last 2 years? The Seattle Seahawks, even though they're obviously new with their new coordinators, new coach. I'm very interested to see how the Niners look. And I think just winning these games, stop talking about style points, not that you are, but fans out there, and just win. Just win these two games. You look up, you're 4-2, and everything feels different.
And it sets up a monster matchup against Kansas City, but we don't want to move too far ahead here. We don't know if Fred Warner is going to play. We have no idea if he's going to play on Sunday, and that could compromise this 49ers defense.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Sorensen, the defensive coordinator, hit the podium yesterday, and he was discussing how, you know, this could be a track meet. When you play against Kyler Murray, you got to put on your track shoes because he's going to run around and he's going to try to make things happen. And you know, they're going to try to force feed Marvin Harrison Jr. this week. After what Gambo told us yesterday, John Gambadoro from 98.7 in Phoenix, that they went 28 minutes and 40 seconds without even throwing Marvin Harrison Jr. one football, I feel like he's going to get like five targets in the first quarter alone.
Mm. Well, he's not a burner per se.
Right.
Just a big, strong, physical, good route running wide receiver. I'm interested to see him too. You know, I haven't watched a whole lot of Cardinal football this year. I mean, from the red zone, from afar. So I am very interested to see what they look like. I just feel like with Kyler Murray, you have no idea what version you're going to get on a given day. He can be the explosive top five like talent guy. He can be the guy that just holds the ball forever, runs around, and air mills a bunch of stuff.
Mark Slareth joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Here's what he said about Kyler.
Kyler Murray is talented. Kyler Murray is explosive. Kyler Murray is all those things. Is he good right now? No. I think he's way too inconsistent. He is, like, here's my issue with a quarterback like that, like, versus Brock Purdy. Like, I have this rule I talk about all the time. I made it up, but in my mind, it's how offense needs to be run. I call it the 70-30 rule. And the 70-30 rule is 70% of the time I need my quarterback and I need my offense to be on schedule, right? I've got to be on schedule. Hey, 30% of the time when things break down, as they often do, then off schedule, I need a quarterback to make a play, okay? When you live in that world, in that realm, you'll survive that off schedule stuff. And every now and again, you'll make a big play. But you probably won't hurt yourself if you're in that kind of 70% we're on schedule. We're in second down and 6-, we're in third down and 2-, like when I'm living in that world, like I can operate my offense.
Well, Slareth added more to that point there. Here's part two of that conversation with Willard and Dibbs.
Problem with guys that want to play off schedule all the time is they pass up profits to try to make bigger gains. And ultimately what happens is you pass up those profits so you're not in great situations. You know, you're not always third down and shorts. You're in a lot more third down and longs because you passed up the 5 or 6 yard gain, keep yourself on schedule. And then ultimately you get behind the chains and you get behind the game. And then you take chances that you shouldn't take. You throw one up in a team meeting. It gets picked off, and the next thing you know, you're on the wrong side of a 12-point deficit. And that happens far too often with Kyler. He just plays off schedule too much, in my opinion.
So he plays too off schedule too much, and you can't do that in the NFL. You got to play on schedule and know when to play off schedule. That's been an issue. But who will play linebacker for the 49ers if Fred Warner doesn't play? Because then all of a sudden, Kyler Murray's eyes are going to light up, and I bet you we see more quarterback draws, we see more quarterback runs, we see James Conner up the middle, and we've seen James Conner destroy the 49ers.
He's a guy I fear.
Turn your mic on.
He's a guy I fear.
I know you fear. He's an underrated running back.
What are you mad that I don't turn my mic on? I'm not to interrupt.
Mad.
I'm really working on this.
No, I'm not.
You know, I'm trying to get better.
No, why you get sidetracked there? Let's go. It's okay.
No, James Conner's an absolute monster.
Are you that worried about James Conner? You don't even know what to say?
No, just, you know.
Shasky's tongue-tied for the first time in his life.
Like point, like, turn your mic on. I'm like, sometimes I'll just say yes, 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 so that it doesn't come over the air of me saying yes, 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 so you get the confirmation that I'm paying attention. And I was worried.
Oh, my God.
I like that breakdown there, though.
Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. Yeah.
You know?
You're a one of a kind, man. You are one of a kind.
You just got to balance it. Like Brock Purdy balances scrambling and throwing ability. You got to balance turning the mic on and off.
Well, I was following that line. We just need to keep going.
It's all right.
There's times where I think he's finished. He's not finished. He's got another couple sentences.
How do you not know my cadence after 4 years?
Well, we have
6 years, actually. 6 years.
Sometimes you're off script. It's the 70-30 rule.
I'm never off script. I'm always off script.
That's why you can't judge your cadence, because you're always off script.
No, stop backing up. Stop. Just stop it. Just sell and just fire everybody. Yeah, just sell this damn station. Fire everybody. No, I'm kidding. Don't sell the station. Please don't get any ideas, Susan Larkin. Don't get any ideas, please. We live in California.
McBride scares me. James Conner scares me. I can't name two defensive players on Arizona that's healthy.
But they scare you?
What?
But they scare you?
No, I'm just saying, but that's also Gannon's side of the ball. So yeah. Just because I don't know any of their players doesn't mean that I'm going to sit here and not say that they can't be good. I mean, we see this year in, year out, random teams. Anyone could beat anyone in the NFL. Well, so I'm not overlooking the Arizona Cardinals at all. And I don't know what you're going to get. They feel like a total, like a magic eight ball. Like you kind of shake it up and it's like, what am I going to get from the Cardinals? Well, could they drop 40? Could they score 10?
They are desperate. I mean, they need to win bad. Coming off of that shellacking last week against the Washington Commanders at home. They've just lost two straight home games to Detroit and Washington. And James Conner, man, he is a player. Him and Kyler in that backfield, it starts with that. You got to get pressure on Kyler. But also just shutting down the running game. You don't want them. Because they ran for over 200 yards against the LA Rams, so we know they have it in them to run the football. They are trying to be more physical by running the football. Baldy mentioned that as well. And Gamba also mentioned that they're trying to be more physical defensively. Look, Ojulari's hurt for the year. We heard from Gamba yesterday. Zaven Collins, linebacker number 25, who we saw on the Hard Knocks a couple years ago. He's now in his third year. Not a bad player. And he used to have Budda Baker in the back end. And we know Budda Baker can make a play or two.
I think the biggest thing, if you're a Niner fan, what has like troubled the Niners, it feels like forever.
Mobile quarterbacks.
And it's like setting the edge and being able to keep that guy in the pocket is just a problem. When it's a statue quarterback, it feels like we just tee off on those guys. You know, for the most part, the mobile quarterbacks crush us. And then you combine that with 95-degree heat. I when you're already a thin defensive line, I can already see a long, tired day. You want to talk about IVs? I mean, this team is just bring the IV machine right to the bench. What?
So you don't like my guarantee yesterday after the Niners win this game?
I don't like any guarantees at all. No.
I guarantee a big win on Sunday.
It's got a MW feel to it. Must win. Because of how treacherous the schedule is. What?
You guys always get on me about must win, get right games, track games.
I said gotta have it games. Like a must win.
So the Niners season is over if they don't win this week.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, that's a must win.
Staying on schedule for winning the West, it's a must win. If they want to win the West.
No, they could lose this next week and beat the Seahawks and they're right there. No,
but you'd have two divisions. Hear me out. You'd have two division losses. Like, those things are going to end up mattering. Like, they're going to have to start stacking some of these NFC West wins.
Do you think much of those teams, though, like even if the Cardinals beat you, and then the Rams just lost to the Bears and it did not look good at all. Like, I don't think much of either of those teams. Like, the Niners can lose this week and still win the division. I feel great about that, actually.
It's like Lubman saying during the four-game set the Giants had with the Diamondbacks. The Giants won the first three games, and it's like they're playing with house money. Lubman goes, this is a must-win. You got to win this game.
Well, let's play the other side of it, because I know you guys are very confident, and I get that.
I'm very arrogant.
Let's say the Niners do lose this game, right?
Oh, well, then Monday show set.
And then you got Seattle on a short week, and let's say you lose that one. Then you got the Chiefs coming up. It's like, oh, great, Mahomes. Like, okay, this could spiral. It could. You have to win this one. Like, this is one of those ones that you have to get. You have to bank these wins.
They do have to bank it. That's all I'm saying. In all seriousness, they have to bank it. They have to bank this game in.
So maybe not
Debo's
an MW,
back.
It's a BW. Bank the win, not must win. Is that better for you, Spadoni?
BTW.
Not BMW. Shout out Bavarian Motor Works.
Well, Bart Muni Walk. I used to say I'll take my BMW over there.
That's what we all said in the city. It's a city situation. Bart Beauty Walk.
It makes me very uncomfortable. Of the most faceless teams in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals are right at the top. Like, in terms of, they just don't. I'm talking about, like, if I said to a fan,
I
got two tickets to a Cardinal game.
Yeah, that's a tough sell.
That are the Titans. Yeah, that are the Titans. Yeah,
and right? Wants, like, they're very faceless.
And it wants me to sell the tickets, and I'm just like, I don't know if anybody's going to want to buy these. 92 degree heat, hot.
Well, your seats are in the shade, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to the press box. This is a press box game for me.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, part of the sell for your tickets is that you can get some prime shade real estate.
I love how you're selling his tickets.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Those are facts, Loveman. You're right. We do have the shaded area, which makes it a lot better. But I'm thinking, now you got me thinking. Maybe I should be a little more worried. Maybe I'm a little too arrogant. Because it feels like whenever we're arrogant, one of us on the show, like you were for the Minnesota game, I was trying to pump the brakes on that one. But the Niners are at home. They're at home. They take care of business at Levi Stadium. They have the better quarterback on the field than Brock Purdy. They're the better wide receivers overall than the Arizona Cardinals. They're the better, James Conner's a hell of a running back. But Jordan Mason's running the ball hard. The Niners are not losing this game. get all of the IVs ready to roll for Trent if it is hot out there. But he's from East Texas. He's played in Heat before. He grew up in Heat. This is nothing. I think we're making too big of a deal of the Heat about the Heat. They practiced in Santa Clara for crying out loud at training camp. You know how hot it is down there. We're always sweating in training camp.
For an hour at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Hour and a half, you know?
I mean, the hottest part of the day is like 2 or 3 o'clock.
I understand.
Typically.
It's a big two-game stretch. There's no doubt about it. But I have the 49ers handling their business. But if Fred Warner does not play, my concern level does go up. Because the middle of that defense will suffer. With Trey McBride coming back at tight end, who's a very underrated tight end, came on the scene last year as a rookie. All of a sudden, you're leaning on Devondre Campbell, Fletty Gifts Fouls, and the guy who's going to wear the green dot helmet, from what I hear, is Fletty Gifts Fouls. He's going to wear the green dot helmet. So
that's not good.
I mean, who else is going to wear it if Fred Warner doesn't play?
I would put one of the rookies in it. I would put Bethune, or I would put...
You want him calling the defense in his first ever game?
Well, I've watched Dominic Flanagan Fouls play. He's a special teamer at best. I mean, look, nice guy. You know, he's helped out. Like, you know, but come on. You know, in the words of Tony Soprano, you have no idea what it's like to be a number one. All right? And I'm talking to Dominic Flanagan Fouls.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you're listening to this, Dominic Flanagan Fouls. And I hope you had the game of your life on Sunday.
Really quick, it's Demetrius Flanagan Fouls.
We both said Dominic?
It's yes. So I've been letting this ride for too long. It's Demetrius.
It's a shame. Flanagan. It's embarrassing.
Both say Dominic Flanagan Fouls.
The Doobie Awards.
Oh, no. It's been in the Doobie Awards since, like, February.
Just the delivery.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything
oh my gosh.
About it. Just,
oh, my
I have, like,
God.
15
so
Dominic Flanagan Fouls.
Damn, that is so bad. I'm, like, embarrassed. That's embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
It's a shame. It's embarrassing, really.
What made it say Dominic Flanagan Fouls?
I'm pretty sure Baldy's come on and talked about Demetrius Flanagan Fouls, too, with us.
Oh, that's so bad. I'm so sorry.
You know what? Demetrius Flanagan Fouls, I will never get your name wrong again. I hope you ball out. I hope you do wear that green dot helmet. I got a lot of faith in you, brother.
He's full of baloney.
There's
no, I'm not baloney. I'm not full of baloney. That's Shasky's full of baloney. It's Dominic Flanagan. Oh, my. I'm just going to.
No, you talk. It's not Dominic. It's Demetrius.
Clean it up, Auntie.
There's another name that you're going to have to associate yourself with, and I don't know if you've seen this coming across your timeline at any time. You know, I was early on the Bryce Eldridge thing. I'm going to stake my flag on another name before we get right back into the 49ers. Shameless shout-outs in 10 minutes. I've got the greatest shameless shout-out of all time. For those that know, they know. Yozar DeJesus Gonzalez. You ever heard the name, Bonte? They're calling him Francisco Lindor 2.0. Number one international free agent who's set to sign with the San Francisco Giants. 17 years old, switch hitting shortstop. Just let's find out how to properly pronounce his name, because he will be the number two prospect in the pipeline once he signs. It's going to happen any day now. It's all across the timeline.
But I would rather be the White Sox.
No, you would not rather be the White Sox. Power, speed, unbelievable defense.
I just had to, you know, have a mental talk to myself.
Well, what did you say? It was like when you formulate tweets, like Anna says, where you have like a huddle with yourself?
I do. That was a huddle, because I'm pretty embarrassed. You rip the guy and we get the guy's name wrong. It's just, it's broadcasting 101. You don't do that. Demetrius Flanagan Fouls. Demetrius.
DFF, I mean, nice guy, you know, DFF, been tackled by grass too many times for my liking for an outside linebacker.
If you think about it, IU can debuff.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Juwan Jennings on third down. George Kittle. You got Juice. Mm-hmm. You got CMC.
The injection.
Just add it to the list.
This is just bad.
It's just so bad.
This is bad. I don't know. I just, shameless shout-outs can't get here soon enough.
Are they going to be giving out free water for everyone on Sunday?
IVs.
No, they should.
They should. No, Baltimore, I told you about the Baltimore game I went to in the summer.
Uh-huh.
It was 102 degrees, 100% humidity. They were giving out free cups of ice.
I sent a video to the boss about Baltimore where this guy, he does this thing like, are you a diehard? And it's all these people in like Ravens gear going into the Ravens game. They're like, I'm a diehard. I'm a day one. I've been here since 1998, game one. Like, what college did Lamar Jackson go to? And the amount of people that couldn't get it was just staggering.
Mm.
I would love to do that with Brock Purdy in the parking lot. What college did Brock Purdy go to?
Do you think that's a good way to gauge a fan, though? Like, some people don't watch college sports. That just doesn't interest them at all. Like, the draft doesn't interest people.
I'm kind of with you there, Spadoni. a lot of people don't watch college football. There's a lot of Johnny come lately. Like, I know Philly Zoo, for example, in my house, he's like, I just can't get into college football. Now he's into it. But for the longest time, he didn't watch college football.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't know where that guy played.
Yeah, some, I mean,
people. Kind of does.
Does it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, if, like, let's say I'm 10 or 11 years old and college football doesn't interest me, like, I'm not going to know where Lamar Jackson.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And went to college.
I mean, he's been there.
I don't even know colleges when I'm 10 or 11. Decade. Yeah, I know, but you know.
All right. Every game, I'm Lamar Jackson, Louisville.
Well, some of them don't even say that. They say like Rand University, like Rand
Arbor High School.
You're right.
Butte College, Sharon.
Or they just shout out their neighborhood, which is always great. Remember when they first did that? I think the first time they started having the players do that was Monday Night Football. And I think it was the Rams Broncos, St. Louis Rams coming off a Super Bowl win, playing the Denver Broncos, Monday Night Football. Brian Creasy was playing quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Okay. And it was one of the most electrifying Monday Night Football games in the last 25 years. No joke. Rod Smith, was Terrell Davis. I don't know if he was playing in that game, but Marshall Faulk was balling. Uh-huh. It was something like 36-30 or something like that. Okay. Dennis Miller. That was his first game in the booth on Monday Night Football. Dennis Miller, Dan Fouts, and was it Al Michaels still? Was Al Michaels leading that crew?
Yeah. Well, are you a diehard?
Diehard what?
Niner fan.
No, why? People don't think I'm a diehard?
Well, I think you are. So if I played this exercise with you, 1994, last Super Bowl team, I think you could nail every one of them.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh.
I'll just go top people rushing and receiving. Ricky Waters.
Oh, Notre Dame.
William Floyd.
Florida State.
Steve Young.
BYU.
Mark Logan.
Ooh, this is a tough one. Ooh. Give me what Pac-12 conference?
No. What current conference? SEC.
He's an LSU guy.
Nope. Kentucky. Elvis Gerback.
Oh, Michigan.
That's pretty easy. I know. All right.
Mark Logan, I did not know that.
Dexter Carter.
Florida State. Same birthday as me as well, September 15th.
Jerry Rice.
Mississippi Valley State.
John Taylor.
Delaware State.
Brent Jones.
Well, Brent Jones with the Angelo State? Santa Clara.
Thank you. The defunct.
The Pierce Holt went to Angelo State.
Look at you. All right. Ed McCaffrey.
Where did Ed McCaffrey go? Stanford.
Look at you. Not bad. See, I knew you could do it.
We used to play this game all the time. Colleges.
Let's go to defense. Ken Norton Jr.
Oh, he went to UCLA.
Look at you. I'm just gonna rat-tat-tap. Merton Hanks.
Where did Merton Hanks go? He went to some random school. Did he go to Iowa?
He did go to Iowa.
Yeah, he went to a random. Yeah,
he
random.
He did go to Iowa. See, I think you could do it. I bet you if we did. I mean, I know we.
I know
we
you could do it too.
Nail them all.
Yeah.
I bet if we went out to the Niner game this Sunday, I bet less than 10% of the people can name that Brock Purdy went to Iowa State. Yeah. And I don't think that's a knock on people.
Wow. Shameless shout out 7 minutes. No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
How about if I did McCaffrey, someone who went to Stanford in the backyard? How many people do you think could get that? What percentage?
I don't know, because when McCaffrey got traded here, a lot of people forgot basically his Stanford highlights. It's like they forgot how good he was at Stanford. Guy was legit. So, no, you're right about that. You're right. Pierce Holt didn't. Where was Angelo State?
I have no idea. Yeah. I've never even heard of it outside of him. I also had never heard of Mississippi Valley State either.
Yeah, I know. Or Delaware Blue Hoods.
Angelo State is in San Angelo, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
I think we just have a sickness, so when it comes to
that's
us,
what it is.
We can nail all the colleges.
Yep.
I just do name association.
Who else was on that team? Like Don Griffin.
Number 29.
I don't think he was on 94. I think he was like 89.
Like 89, 88. Yeah. I think he was gone by 94.
So like if I go like super random, Toy Cook.
Oh, Toy Cook. I know he was a Saint before a Niner. I don't remember his college.
Stanford.
Though. Was he a Stanford guy? Mm-hmm. He was. You know what? He was a Stanford guy.
Yeah.
He was at the celebrity golf class last year at Presidio Golf Club. And he was wearing a Stanford hat. That's right. Toy Cook did go to Stanford. Wow. I used to be really good at this, but when you get a kid and family, and that's the one thing that when you get older in these random colleges, and I'm just get ticked off because I'm just like, it's the family life.
What is the family life? Because you just can't watch random colleges.
You can't just look. I used to do deep dives all the time on random players, random colleges. Wow, he went there. He went, whoa, well, he played on that team. Oh, I didn't know. Like D4, for example. I went down the rabbit hole not too long ago watching Florida State Auburn in the Rose Bowl national championship game.
He's an Auburn guy.
He's an. Well, I forgot that. I was like, well, D4 did go to Auburn. He was in the 4-point stance.
Well, Fonte did have like, a point.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at him. And then Trey Mason looked amazing in that football game. Didn't play for the St. Louis Rams. And then hopefully his life is a lot better because I know he went through some personal problems. But I used to do that all the time. Now I don't get to do all that because baby Chance is papa, papa, papa. And I want to watch a show. And so I'm just thinking to myself, damn, like, oh, some things you just got to sacrifice in a family.
How many Warrior fans, if we asked where Steph Curry went to college?
Oh, they know.
You think?
100%.
I
think it'd be 90% Warrior fans knows that he has gone to Davidson. Those Davidson jerseys 90? Pop. Yeah, absolutely.
Of Warrior fans?
Absolutely.
Really?
Love Steph.
I don't know about that.
Oh, they know the Warriors. And it's easier on a basketball team because there's only 12 to 15 players.
You really think like, 90% would nail?
I think 90% will nail Draymond Green. I think 90% will nail Brandon Podziemski. I think 90% will nail Stephen Curry.
I think you're going diehards. I'm saying like if you just walk casuals? Into the arena.
Yeah, I think casuals will know that he's gone to Davidson.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting. Maybe that's a segment idea. While we eat apple pie nachos.
I mean, Clay's a legend. How many people would know what school Clay went to?
I'd say 85%.
Yeah, 90%. I think your number is
the casuals
low. I'm going to go 50-50 at most for Davidson.
Casuals?
And I'm going to say like 25% would know Washington State.
Here we go. I'll throw some. I know where this guy went. 6'3", Tim McDonald. Where did he go to college?
Arizona State.
Was it Arizona State?
No, I don't know.
I think it was USC. I could be wrong.
I thought he was a Pac-12 guy.
Yeah.
I know he played for Arizona Cardinals before the Niners.
Yep. I think he went to USC. I think. I'm not sure. Tim McDonald. He could. Not his son. One of his sons went to USC, right? Remember he had the McDonald twins? Yep. Yes. Eric Davis. Where did he go? Was he a Memphis guy? Was he Memphis? Interesting.
Yeah, Tim McDonald was Trojan.
Fight Trojan. On. Yeah, USC. See, there you go. I had a sickness back in the day when it came to colleges. That was right up my... Because you watch college, and then you watch them in the pros.
Well, yeah.
And you take pride. See, the thing was, I took pride in watching a player from when they first started at college all the way through the pros. So by the time all the Johnny-come-latelys, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan. And I was like, dude, I've been watching this guy since... Like Michael Vick, for example. It's like, dude, I was watching him at V-Tech, dog. First games when he was a babyface assassin. You know what I'm saying? Don't you take pride in that? You do too, like Bryce Eldridge. But I know you're taking pride in Bryce Eldridge knowing that I've been following him since single
A. Sure.
See, baseball, I'm way off because I don't follow these guys in college and minors or high schools or whatnot.
It's like me with Hozar Gonzalez right now.
Yeah, first time I heard about him.
Eric Davis, by the way, Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State.
Yeah, I would never know
the current head coach for Jacksonville State football is? Rich Rodriguez.
No. Are you kidding me?
Wow,
yeah. He's fallen off from West Virginia to Michigan to Arizona to Jacksonville State.
They got a bowl win last year in the New Orleans Bowl, Bonte, in overtime, 34-31 victory over Louisiana.
Wow. Right,
they're doing big things.
In their home state. Yeah. Cajun Bowl. Spadoni, wow. Spadoni.
How many Warrior fans would know where Steph went to college?
Probably like half.
That's why I say 50%
maybe. Really? Most. That's it?
Davidson's also kind of obscure still. Like if you tell people like Davidson, people will be like, I don't know where the hell that is.
Exactly.
Damn.
Maybe I would ponder. I think Draymond Green might be more known for his college,
Michigan State,
because it's a blue blood organization than any other. I just don't think people are that tapped in anymore like that.
888-957-9570. Line them up for shameless shout-out. Shasky says he has the greatest shout-out of all time. We'll debate that. I have some shout-outs here. I'm going to go high school football here with my shout-outs. Stanley and Goo were playing trivia yesterday. I was in a car.
Oh, were they?
Oh, no wonder I won every single matchup in Jockverty. Those two guys. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of laughs. But I was like, gosh, Stanley and Goo. they're a lot older, and I'm sure they've had kids, and they can't keep track of it. They know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, Shasky, as we get older, our knowledge, our memory. We had these kids, dude. We had these kids. And it's taken away some of my random reading. Like, you went down a rabbit hole of P. Diddy the other day, right? I used to go down rabbit holes of random stuff like, hey, Anna, did you know Alaska had like 20 hours of darkness in the summer? Like, I would just go randomly down a random state. Like, I'm a weirdo. I can't do that anymore. It's more, hey, let's sing Elsa songs or let's sing something from Frozen. Bro. You know what I'm talking about?
We're doing Miss Rachel right now, and it's like, he is like obsessed.
Yeah, I mean,
God, Miss Rachel. Oh my God, he's trying to touch the iPad and touch her. It's crazy.
It happens.
Miss Rachel's got him on.
It happens.
Dude,
that's why when Anna's like, you know, she's talking about, you know, it'd be nice to have another baby. And I'm like, dude, I know myself. I don't know how God's going to look at me. He knows I'm a sports geek. He goes, ha ha, you're going to have to make the ultimate sacrifice, Bonte Hill. I bless you for having a job in sports. And I know you're a sports geek and you grew up reading newspapers. Here's another little baby girl. And it's going to be three baby girls in the house compared to me. And they're not going to like sports. I know that's how it's going to, I know it's how it's going to work. So I'm gonna done. What a done.
Line them up for shameless shout-outs. I want to hear from you.
I'm playing chess with Jesus
and
Christ.
Cal fans that are out there, today is your day to shout-out your Cal Berkeley Bears. Let's go. 888.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout-out whoever or whatever you want.
We're not hard on
somebody. Get their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout-outs on The Morning Roast.
You know you make me wanna stop. You know what, real quick, 650 Comcast Business text line is so right. It used to be a mark of a sports fandom, but now Google exists.
Totally
agree. So y'all just sound old. But no, it was. It was
totally
like
agree.
No Google. Yeah, like Harry, totally my guy agree. Harry Barrison. You know Harry from Twitter and spending on, by the way, he's 0-4 in the SF Players Club and he is struggling. But he might be the guy where if I was in a competition with him for this, I'd fear him.
So you would call him on a lifeline if you were who wants to be a millionaire?
He can name, true story, he can name every Super Bowl, the location, the stadium, the time, the teams, the score. Oh. I mean, he's one of those guys.
It's the JD effect.
Was that Howie Schwab back in the day? R.I.P. Howie Schwab.
Yes. R.I.P. I used to watch that show. Used to be fun.
So I don't know if you know this, Bonte, but I'm going to start the shout-outs. And I want to hear from Cal fans today. This is your moment.
You,
like,
you said this is
here.
The greatest shout-out, so you know, it better be the greatest one.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but there has been a almost like a holy war going on for the last 40-some-odd years. J.P. Money, my cousin, and Ryan Crowley, the Crojan. And the two of them are so alike, yet they're just, they've always butted heads. They've always butted heads. Well,
some big heads right there.
A peace treaty has been offered, and JP Money hit me up and said, you need to shout out Crow on his behalf. He has the body of Barkley, the mentality of Dame Time, and the temperament of John Calipari. Ryan Crowley, the Crow, led a heroic effort in the first game of the season. Big win for Crow's B-League O-Club basketball squad that Porter was drafted to. And I'm telling you, I can't believe, it's like Bloods and Crips coming together. Crowley and JP Money on the same team.
Spadoni, was that the greatest shout-out ever?
No.
I mean, it wasn't even close.
I was checked out after the first year. When you said Holy War, 40 years. You got me at Holy War. I was like, where is he going with this? There's been some current events. Yeah, but then it goes 40 years ago. I
wouldn't go that route, all right? Jeez Louise. Great. JP Buddy got drafted. Now he's kissing Ryan Crowley's ass. Good for him. let's see. SF Bay Trevor, shout out to Happy Homecoming at Texas Southern University. I've heard about those TSU homecomings.
All right.
Not quite Howard University, but pretty close. 925 Comcast Business Text Line. Izzy's Cheesesteaks needs to be at Chase Center. Really shout out to my boy Marvin. Yeah. Marvin hooked me up at Spark Social. I was looking for him. They were on the list last week. I went to Spark Social just for Izzy's, and they weren't there, but you know where they're at?
Huh.
They had a food truck at St. John Bosco versus Sarah High School, and you know your boy had one. I'm eating a big old cheesesteak in the end zone, crushing it by myself. You know, I get a little weird when people watch me eat, and you know, when to talk and eat, just want to crush something. I could use a cheesesteak right now. That is my kryptonite. That is my kryptonite. We'll get to the calls in just a second, but I want to shout out some great games here in the Bay Area high school football.
Give it to me.
Number 8, Los Gatos, 4-0, traveling to Pittsburgh to take on number 2, Pitt, tonight at 7 p.m.
Shout out, Pitt.
We know about Ritter Desai tonight in the Sunset. It's going to be awesome. St. Francis taking on Archbishop Midian and WCAL.
That's a big, big South Bay matchup.
Christopher versus Santa Teresa. This is a very good game down there. Number 23, Santa Teresa, 4-0. San Mateo at Milpitas. A couple 3-1 teams here.
I like that.
We got all kind of stuff. We talked about Livermore and Cal. How about Berkeley versus San Leandro? Castro Valley at Bishop O'Dowd. Bishop O'Dowd trying to get their act right here. They got to get rolling. We got all kind of good games here. Los Lomas, Northgate. Shout out to Lovemans, Los Lomas Lions. That's right, the Lions, right?
Knights.
Damn it. I thought it was the Lions. Sorry.
Bonte, one more shout out. There is a 2024 Fogtoberfest South San Francisco Baseball. So if you are into baseball down at Orange Park, okay, the brand new renovated Orange Park is going to be baseball all weekend. If you got a son, daughter, whoever wants to just check it out, it's going to be a lot of baseball. Our 14U team is going to be playing down there. Shout out Cliff Calero.
All right, let's go to the lines. Jack and Tiburon.
Ooh, what's up, Jack?
Jack, you got good money out there living in Tiburon, man. I'm jealous. What's up, Jack?
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
We got you, Jack.
I want to shout out my high school football team for the returning state champion, St. Vincent de Paul High School.
Ooh. Who you guys got this week? Shout them out.
We got a big game this week on Saturday against Fortuna. They're coming all the way down here, and it's going to be a good game.
Shout out to you guys.
That family money, your connection stinks.
Our girl Heather, who we always meet at the Santa Clara
guys,
Hills.
She's got the beautiful daughters.
She's got the beautiful daughters and her husband. Nah, he outkicked his coverage. But Heather, what's happening?
Was it better?
Hey, yeah, I just want to say I had an amazing time last night at Kristen Juszczyk's event for the Women of Niners.
Oh.
I went so long, I met so many other women who were just super faithful, and it was such an amazing event. So shout out to Claire Kittle was there, Sarah Taylor, and of course, Kristen Juszczyk. Thanks, guys.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Heather, I always love Heather. Let's go to RJ in Fairfield. Now, RJ, you had a call last week, and I think it got cut off.
Are you serious?
Because you were saying you were listening to Shasky, and you wanted to go down the rabbit hole. I think it was a Minnesota game. Well, whatever. I forget. But go ahead, RJ.
Hey, y'all flush me left and right, but you can't flush this. Hey, I just want to say happy birthday to my mom. It's her 70th birthday, so happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
And then, thank you. And then shout out to the faithful that's going to the game this weekend. And Bonte, Shasky, let me know if y'all got a press pass, man. I'm there with y'all, man.
No press pass for you, RJ. You're too worried for me. You get a little too scary
RJ,
out
happy
here.
Happy birthday to your mother, seriously.
70 years old. That's awesome.
All right.
Go take her out for a nice dinner, RJ. Don't be cheap with your mom. A little bit of Spadoni. They got to get some shout-outs here.
Oh, my bad. I got a big one.
Well, you said you had the greatest
one. You've had like 8 shout-outs already, so let's pass the rock.
Popular, Sam. I mean, geez,
so I got to shout-out probably the greatest thing ever on Twitter right now. I got to shout-out Cal Twitter and the Calgrithm. Just one of the best things I've seen on Twitter lately. Some of the most incredible fandom I've seen on Cal. And shout-out Miami Twitter, guys. I've been going down this rabbit hole all week long. It's basically, you know, someone on Cal posts one of those funny AI memes, and then the entire comment section is just Miami fans absolutely loving it. This is such a wholesome coming together of fan bases, and I love it so much. So shout out Cal Twitter, shout out Miami Twitter. I love you all.
Calgarhythm. Shout out to the OLPH girls, 5th to 6th grade.
Nice.
Girls volleyball team that's certified G on the Comcast Business Text Line. Shout out to my wife holding it down for her students at Herbert Middle School in the North Bay. Shout out to her. Shout out to my nephew. Happy 12th birthday to Carter, a.k.a. Spooky Tuitasi. Spooky Tuitasi. Uncle, love you, buddy. God bless you. I love that name. Spooky Tuitasi. And then shout-outs from Chicago, Jason. Nice. Oldest Bird, D-Lou, Drew Down, Ernie Chavez, Rocket New Era, Uncle Ludi, Estimated Eyes, Lori Matthews, Yellow Jacket, Mr. Irrelevant. Maybe the YouTube chat will be back next week. I have no idea.
Well, shout-out to you YouTubers. Spadoni, quickly get yours because I got a good one.
I'm shouting out a month, the month of October, which is the best sports month of the year, gentlemen. We got college football. We got NFL football. We got MLB playoffs. Mm. We got basketball starting at the end of this month. We got it all in the month of October, and I'm excited.
And the best week of the year if you're a San Franciscan. It truly is, because the weather is always great. Fleet Week next week. I mean, like, let's just call it what it is. Like, Fleet Week is an awesome week. We celebrate the armed forces. You've got, obviously, Fleet Week going on with the Blue Angels. You got the parade of ships. You got everything. They've got the concert for the fallen. Fleet Week, I believe, is one of the great weeks as a San Franciscan, and you should enjoy it and lean into it. And if you see somebody who has represented our country, tell them thank you.
Shout outs. You use your shout outs for the rest of the year, Shasky. Danny and Phoenix. Real quick, Danny and Phoenix, then Ronnie and Oakley.
Ponte and Shasky, just want to give a shout out to Al McCoy, the longtime Suns voice that passed away a little over a week ago. Yeah. He was the voice for 51 years. He was Phoenix's own version of John. Tim Roy, Vince Scully.
McCoy was really good. Really, really good broadcaster. Real quick, Ronnie in Oakland. Ronnie, what's happening?
How you doing, man? I just want to give a shout out to my little son. I love you so much, man. You made my day and my life so complete. And I'm going to give a shout out to Buster Posey, man, for bringing Giants baseball back. Oh, baby.
Let's go.
There it is. Shut it again.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Shout out to my brother Matt from the 925, sober for 90 days today. That's a hell of an accomplishment. Keep on trucking, baby, one day at a time. Skyline Football headed to Pinell Valley. Let's go Titans. All that stuff. And then Xavier, 14-year-old roaster. Shout out again to Bonte and Butcher, or he said Bonte the Butcher, maybe because I put your names, or Bonte and the Butcher. But Xavier, shout out to you as well. Go crack them. Now go crack those books, son. You're 14 years old. Go do your homework. Who's injured? Feels like everybody's injured. Kittle's rib injury. He's day-to-day. But our friend Matt Lively told us that Kittle is moving around well on the sideline, so he's questionable to play. Big question is Fred Warner going to play? We'll find that out later on today. Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Patrick Willis, the Hall of Famer, one of our favorite linebackers in 49er history. He's joining the roast next. You don't want to miss it.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.